Good evening. Tonight is Thursday, September 18th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Yeah, had an interesting day today. Basically ran into some IT problems at work and ended up coming home early, which was nice. You know, had a little bit of time to sort of unwind and kind of take it easy. The last few days I've been doing a whole lot of 12-hour days, a lot of fairly heavy working. Things have been pretty busy. Mostly just because of the end of fiscal year coming up, and yeah, it's been kind of making things go sort of crazy at work. But on the upside, the things at work are at least on track, fairly busy. But doing okay on that front. On the more personal front, I did manage to pick up some new rope, or I've at least ordered some more new rope from Twisted Monk's website. He just came out with a new batch of Color of the Month rope, which I was pretty excited about. Definitely enjoy the look of the new stuff. So it's going to be fun to get a hold of and kind of play with. I've been looking forward to getting some rope from him for a while, so I think that'll be nice. Let's see. Other than that, I have a fairly boring week planned as far as personal things go. But the weekend should be okay anyway. Saturday I'm planning on going out to the Crucible. They're having a Crafter Sig meeting there. And also before that, I believe they're doing a kind of a shop cleanup kind of thing. Basically, they're trying to get some volunteers together to sort of help clean up and rearrange the shop area at the Crucible. So I should be helping out with that, then doing the Crafter Sig meeting. And then after that, the TNG group at large is doing a flogging demo, basically. It's going to be the class before the BR night of the Crucible. I'm going to be helping out with that. Should be fairly interesting. Basically I'm planning on kind of trying to cover sort of the low budget, homemade type floggers, things that you can do yourself, and also maybe covering a little bit of different kinds of material construction, what different kinds of things are good for, that sort of thing. So hopefully that'll be, interesting to the people who are, coming out for the class anyway. So that's Saturday. That's going to be my big day off, basically. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Other than that, pretty much a whole lot of work. I was looking at my calendar today and I realized that the LSAT is definitely creeping up quick. I'm going to be taking it. I believe it's October 4th, whatever that Saturday, that weekend is, in the beginning of October. And that's definitely sneaking up quick. I need to start putting a lot more time and effort into, working the practice tests, studying more, getting used to going through things in the time frame that they set out. And basically just kind of prepping myself as much as possible, just because the score that you get from the LSAT is pretty, makes a pretty serious impact on the kind of school that you can get into. Which has a pretty serious effect on the kind of job that you can get afterwards. Apparently it's fairly tough market in general right now as far as lawyers go, although on the upside, the intellectual property side of things is a little less kind of overrun, legally speaking. So it's definitely a benefit on my part. It's one of the few places where the engineering degree makes a big difference there. Let's see, other than that, I was kind of doing a little bit of brainstorming about future topics and things I can do to kind of improve the show from the day-to-day aspect. One of the things I was thinking about was possibly just chatting a little bit about any recent events, occurrences, things that are coming up in the news, that kind of thing. It's definitely something that I'm interested in, so I wouldn't mind talking about it. See, the other thing that came to mind was something I've mentioned before, is doing kind of a daily toy bag segment where I pick something out of my toy bag, take a picture of it, and talk a little bit about either how it was made or where I picked it up from, the kind of play that it's good for, pros and cons, discussing it in general. I'm kind of a big, I really like my toys and I've got a lot of them. So that's a lot of material to work with there as far as subject matter goes. So I think that'd be a good one. Also, I'd like to just kind of hear sort of what the listeners, what you out there would like to hear about. What kind of topics are you interested in, that sort of thing. You're the ones that are listening to the show, so yeah, definitely like to hear your input if you have anything in particular in mind or anything that anything you'd like to hear. Yeah, I'm thinking about trying to come up with some sort of either there's some prizes for recommending ideas for show topics or craft segments, maybe even just something to encourage contribution, comments on the website, that sort of thing. But I'll be sort of working on that, and I'll let you know what the updates on that are. As far as the craft segment goes, said things are pretty crazy between now and the beginning of October, between the end of fiscal year stuff at work and prepping for the LSAT. Not a lot of free time on my part, and also just not a lot of energy, focus, etc. So unfortunately, I'm kind of shortchanging you all in that department. But after the beginning of October is over and I get the LSAT out of the way, I'm planning on trying to do a craft segment, and basically I'm trying to come up with something that's something a little more exciting, something to make up for the lack of content in that area lately. So again, that's another one of those things where I'd really appreciate any thoughts, suggestions. I'd like to know what kind of things you'd be interested in hearing about, what you'd like. Anyway, that's about it for tonight. As always, I can be reached with any questions, comments, or feedback at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.